Hey everybody, it's February 14th, and most of you know that it's Valentine's Day today. So one of the things that I talk with people often about in the midst of counseling, especially couples counseling, is this idea of love languages, that everyone has different things that make them feel loved. And the five love languages are physical touch, words of affirmation, receiving gifts, quality time, and acts of service. So those five things make different people feel loved in different ways. But I want to talk to you for just a minute today about receiving gifts. I remember taking the five love languages quiz years and years ago with my wife, probably 15 years ago, I'm guessing. And we tallied all the results, and my wife's came out to be acts of service. And mine was receiving gifts. And I felt really guilty about it because I felt selfish. And I thought, gosh, if I really like receiving gifts, I must be selfish. Until I realized that receiving gifts is not a bad thing. And as people talk so often, they like to say, you know, I love to give gifts. And I so much love to give people gifts, specifically my family. But I want you to think about Valentine's Day in this. I'm not going to give you some sappy love story or talk about what you should do for your wife or your husband or your kids or your parents or your friends. I want to talk to you about the gift of hope that God gives us. You know, whether you are single or married, whether Valentine's Day is wonderful for you, whether it's a difficult time for you, or whether you're indifferent. You know, my wife and I, we don't really celebrate Valentine's Day, which is interesting because we love to celebrate holidays, but it's one of those holidays that we don't really feel like celebrating. We feel it's so materialistic and we struggle with it. Now, we won't hesitate to buy our children and our family and each other Christmas gifts. But with Valentine's Day, we just don't really celebrate it. Every year we say, honey, are you okay if we don't celebrate Valentine's this year? Yeah, are you? Yeah, okay, we're not going to do that. So no cards, right? No, no chocolates, right? No. Every once in a while, we'll go out to dinner with friends, but that's about it. This gift that God gives us of salvation is something that I don't think we spend enough time thinking about. So I'm not going to tell you a love story today. I want you to focus today on God's gift of salvation. You know, I tell our church family so often that we need to be heavenly focused, that if we could simply take the worries of this life, the difficulties in this life, the things that are so temporary, and if we could look at them from a heavenly perspective and remember what God has in store for us, we would have hope. And the hope that Jesus brought us when he died and rose again is unlike any hope we can have. We can't have hope in the stock market. We can't have hope in who the president is. We can't have hope in what our retirement savings is going to look like when that day comes. We can't have hope for many things that are guaranteed in this world, but we are guaranteed an eternal home in paradise. Now, if you've ever had a dream to go to Hawaii, or maybe you've had the opportunity to do that, as people think, what's the most beautiful place on earth? And so many people would say, oh, Hawaii. And to think that heaven, what God has in store for us, is paradise. We can call Hawaii or some other tropical place paradise, but it doesn't even compare to what God has in store for us today. So I just want you to take a minute today, and I'm going to allow you just to be quiet before God. Allow your mind's eye to go to what heaven might be like. I know there's no way we can tell what heaven's going to be like. There's no way we could picture it. But I just want you to rest in the joy of the hope of eternity in heaven. Let's just take a minute to do that, and I'll close this with prayer. Wow, Lord, when I take a moment to try to imagine what heaven will be like, the joy, the feelings I'll feel, the things I'll hear and see, it's just so hard with a finite mind to even try to imagine what that would be like. But Lord, the beauty of that is when I am focused on that, I'm not thinking about the worries of today. I'm not thinking about the things that I need to change about myself. I'm not thinking about the times that I've made mistakes. I'm not thinking about all of the things that are going wrong right now. I'm just pausing and I'm thinking about where I will spend eternity. In all of eternity, this life is just a blip. And Lord, I so look forward to the freedom that comes with being with you and the hope that I know that I will spend eternity with you. Father, may we just take time, intentional time, to pause. When we're stressed today, Lord, may we pause, may we close our eyes if we're able, and may we just think about paradise that you have for us. Thank you, Lord, that this is as bad as it gets. We praise you for the future and the hope we have because of it. In Jesus' name, amen.